What's good, everybody? It's been a long time. Back with the Global Citizen Podcast, live from the 202. Shout out to everybody staying home, being safe. We live in crazy times. I can't believe that it's July and lost track of time, but this year has been kind of crazy. But let's be thankful for the ones that are still healthy. Today, I have my boy Rudy back on the podcast. Welcome back, man.
What's up, man? What's good?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just holding up. Just trying to stay alive, trying to survive.
Yeah, people trying to survive.
Quarantining. But also trying to be productive, too.
Absolutely. No, I think it's important to stay productive. Honestly, man, I feel like this week is the week where I finally have been at my breaking point with this shit. Like, I thought I was doing pretty well in, like, dealing with things and, you know, for a living, I work in like the development field. So I travel to a lot of challenging places. I've been to places where shit was popping off. So I kind of know how to hunker down.
Yeah.
But I feel like this week, man, I've been like, I don't know, at my wit's end. I'm just kind of tired of going out and like wearing a mask. Obviously, I do it, but just like, you know, especially now in the heat, like today I went for a quick bike ride and I'm like, I could feel the sweat coming from my mouth through the mask.
Yeah, I did the same. I was bike riding, and I was wearing a cotton mask, and I felt like I was getting waterboarded because it got so sweaty. So it's a pain in the ass to always, like, I don't feel like running because I'm nervous that if I run, someone, if the Rona's going to run near me, I'm going to get it. I've got the mask on, so.
Well, you know, Under Armour, you know, as we continue to spend money, Under Armour has now these athletic masks I saw real quick. Today, I think. So you might want to look into those if you're going to keep running. Because they're going to, obviously, a lot of people are going to benefit off of the marketing of what to do, you know, buy this. This is good, you know, coronavirus proof or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, glad to have you back on the pod. I know today is was supposed to be a pretty special day for you.
My wedding?
Yeah, your wedding. It was going to be in Brooklyn. I was lucky enough to be one of the best men. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But the fact that, you know, we were chatting earlier on, the fact that all of our loved ones are healthy, knock on wood, and doing relatively well. And we know that in the future that you and your wife will, or fiance still, but soon to be wife, will definitely have the ceremony you guys deserve.
Yeah. Again, I mirror what you said. Like, we're just glad everyone in our lives are healthy, like friends and family. And we haven't had any bad news yet. So.
Right. Knock on wood. Yeah. Knock on wood.
And hopefully they find a vaccine and we can just go back to normal soon.
I know. I know. Would you get it right away or would you kind of want to wait?
No, I would probably wait like a month, maybe a year to see how other people react to it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be
like a third eye. Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Yeah.
But speaking of staying safe, our parents, my sister sent a picture to us the other day of our parents hanging out in my backyard, my parents' backyard in Queens, kicking it masked up, of course.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that they're being responsible and, you know, we all will follow suit because I'll be in New York in a few weeks, and I'll definitely stop by to say what's up to you.
Yeah, please do.
Chris and Lulu, and I'll be masked up. But we're going to talk about a few things, but other than kind of what you've explained, like how you've been feeling now at this stage with the coronavirus. I mean, we're in July, so this is month, what, 5, essentially, of the coronavirus? I mean, we were... Well, in this country, in the United States, we were made aware of it in January, at the end of January, but shit didn't start getting real until March. Now we're in July. So how are you holding up?
I mean, I've been good. you know, I've been, you know, I say I live with my fiance, I have a dog, so I'm not lonely. I have them to keep me company.
Right.
You know, watching a lot of TV, Netflix, just catching up on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting into investments, so I'm learning about the stock market and, like, just
gold funds.
And trying to do things like this, like the podcast, just to keep myself busy, keep my mind active.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I've been fine, but I'm a teacher, so I'm a little, like, have a little anxiety about what's going to happen in September. Like, am I going to be forced to go to a job that I know is not really safe to go to because I know my school building is not the safest. Like, we don't even have running water in our bathrooms as a staff.
Yeah.
So those are things that you worry about going back to work.
Right.
And even taking the subway back and forth from Brooklyn to the Bronx. So just things like that have been in my mind. But overall, I'm trying to just enjoy my summer and just try to learn some new skills and just keep my mind fresh. Because it's easy just to sit in front of the PlayStation and play Madden all day or 2K.
Right.
But, you know, I'm trying to read and just keep my mind busy. Not just...
What are you reading right now?
I just finished reading a book called My Sister is a Serial Killer by some Nigerian author.
Oh, nice.
I forgot the name of the author.
Yeah.
And I'm reading books about pedagogy for teaching. Just trying to stay fresh for the new school year and learn skills that I could probably use in the classroom. If I have a classroom.
Right. No, absolutely. It's crazy to see that the fact that they're pushing people to go back to school. And Betsy DeVos, man, she's such a dumbass, man. I mean, I hate calling people stupid, honestly, because I don't like being called stupid. And I, you know, it takes a special kind of person to be like just dumb. You know, you could maybe not be that smart because of like circumstance, but this is a privileged white woman. And seeing her talk is just like, man, what kind of moron did they put in such an important position to make decisions?
It's ridiculous. For the lives of many. 4 years, I never heard them say anything about school at all. I never even heard her talk for the 4 years that she was.
I've heard her talk. She's an idiot.
Maybe I just mute her or just change the channel. I saw her. Like, I haven't heard Trump say anything about schools at all since he became elected. And now all of a sudden, that's his like hot button issue. So I'm glad I live in New York. I'm glad our governor is kind of like, you know, telling him to go fuck himself, suck my dick from the bag and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm glad we live where we live. But if I lived in Florida or Georgia, I'd be kind of like nervous and concerned.
Georgia's crazy, man. The fact that the governor is suing the mayor for implementing necessary mask wearing is... It's the shit. It's like a bad movie. It's like a bad Netflix movie.
Yeah,
or like a Lifetime
movie. Yeah, it's just each day is just like something new, and it's not good news.
Yeah, so sometimes it's good to take a little bit of a timeout on news. So I keep saying I'm going to do that, but every morning I listen to like 40 minutes of podcasts, and I just start the day traumatized. But I feel you on like trying to stay away from screens. I've been trying to read a lot more.
Where have you been?
So I've been reading this book about Malcolm X, actually. It's called Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention. So I've read the autobiography. I read that maybe like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And each time it's been different, reading it as a kid and reading it as an adult. But this book I actually stole from a friend of mine. Shout out to Ayende. But it's actually a very good book. It's pretty dense, but there's a lot of good information. And they really go into depth. Learn about when he was living in Elmhurst, Queens. Shout out to 718. I'm just trying to just keep my mind working because, you know, I've been catching up on a lot of TV as well.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm a Marvel junkie. So some of the TV is really bad. I'm on season 2 of Jessica Jones, which isn't terrible. But before that, I was watching The Runaways, which is god awful.
I read that book and I enjoyed the comic a lot.
I probably should just read the book,
but
the show is really bad. And of course, like the one black character, his parents are like ex-gangsters.
Right. And he's like a nerd, but he's
right.
You see the whole thing? Like, I don't want to.
Season 1. So he shot the spoiler alert. If anyone ever watches fucking Marvel's Runaways on Hulu, he shot the other black kid to save his father. And then they end up taking that black kid, I forgot his name, and like putting him in that case so the dude from Nip Tuck could be rejuvenated. It's just bad TV, but I just want to watch it to stick to the timeline because it's just like I don't want to take shortcuts.
Right, I feel you.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of the DC Universe stuff because we have HBO Max because they want to go to HBO Max now. So this DC Universe and have like all the cartoons that you used to watch when you were a little kid, like Batman.
Yeah.
But those are a lot of the DC cartoon movies that are pretty cool. They're like R-rated. So Joker is like killing and doing some bad stuff. So yeah, I've been keeping myself busy with that.
Nothing like animated breasts.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. But some of you know, I've been watching season two of Atlanta. And that's pretty good. Season one was definitely better, but season two's good.
Yeah.
It's laughing my ass off.
What do you think is better? Because I know you watch Rami. You think Rami or Atlanta's better out of the
I think Rami is good because Rami's so relatable.
Yeah.
You know, like if I had a cousin who was a rapper and I was his manager, maybe I would be able to relate more. But I like the fact that Atlanta kind of hits you with the ironic stuff. It's like, you know, they just hit you with like bits of irony about like sort of this season. I think in the five episodes or four episodes I've seen, they talk about really like how Paperboy really hates the idea of being exploited by like companies and just kind of stuff like that. And I, Zazie Beetz, I don't know what her real name is. That's her Instagram handle, the girlfriend.
That's her real name. So,
oh, that's her name? Yeah. She's gorgeous.
That's definitely your type of girl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess absolutely. Yeah. But I'm trying, like, sometimes I find, like, on the weekends I watch too much TV and I have to, like, detox the first 3 days, so I try to read more, but this weekend, taping this on a Friday, I'm trying to, like, you know, chill. One thing I wanted to ask you, man, like, yo, so I see you, so during your, for your bachelor party, we did a Zoom call that was lit. Shout out to all your boys.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yeah. But you and your friends, apparently you guys compete in terms of calorie burning. So what do you do for like workouts now that you're not going to the gym and you're kind of crib bound?
Well, since I'm off from work, I have more time to just do things. So I do like 2 days. Like in the morning, I'll probably ride my bike for like 2 laps around the park.
Santa Park, probably, Prospect.
Yeah, the park. Maybe do a quick like mile run.
It's all in the same day. Two laps and then a mile run.
No, this is in the morning, like before I eat, like because I'm not doing intermediate fasting, but I try not to eat too early. So I try to like start to eat after like 10:30 or 11.
Okay.
So I'll do a quick workout. Like I might just do stretching sometimes. I might just have a little ball that you could box. So get a little boxing workout in.
A little cardio in, yeah.
Yeah. So I do that for like probably 20 minutes in the morning and then I eat. And then I do like a high intensity workout in the evening for like an hour and a half. Uh-huh. And it could consist of just like, you know, doing like running in place for like 20 seconds and then doing like really fast all you can for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I do that for probably like 20 minutes. And for like 10 minutes, I lift. Then for another 10 minutes, I do like push-ups or sit-ups.
Yeah.
And I just change it up around. It's like I don't do the same thing every day. Like maybe some days I do the running in place or I'll take a step ladder that we have in the apartment and just go up and down that for like a few minutes or maybe for like 45 minutes and change the pacing around. So I just try to do something 6 days a week at least. And then Sunday's my run.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get creative with it. Like for me, I need something or someone to like tell me what to do. So I've been doing T25. Shanti, shout out to him.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That shit works.
Yeah.
But my boy who I recently saw, shout out to John, who was in town from Ann Arbor, he gave me Insanity, which is something I've always tried to avoid because it looks so hard.
That's but I'm Shanti too, right?
Yeah, Shanti, man. Shanti, I trust, man. So I've been doing that, and I've seen more results than almost anything I've ever done in my life. Like maybe when I first started working out a lot after I moved back from Haiti because I was unemployed, so I had 2 hours to kill at the gym. I saw a lot of results because I was like lifting and running like 3 miles. But
yeah.
So I've been doing that. But it's like, I what makes me nervous is that it's like, I feel like if I don't do something, I'm going to lose my shit. It's like, you know, it's a way to like manage anxiety. But one day I'm going to be like 75 with bad knees. What am I going to do then?
You figure it out. I mean,
figure it out. Yeah. Yeah.
If you do yoga at 75, then you do yoga.
Right. No.
Like, I'm there always picturing myself like just doing something. If like I hurt my arm and I can't lift, then I'll just find a pedal bike or something. Like, I'll just do something. Yeah. It's all busy. I can't like take a week off and not work out, because I used to be a fat kid myself growing up. So like, yeah. I just look at pictures of myself growing up when I was young. I'm like, I can't be that kid again. So I just use that as motivation just to keep working out and eating right and just doing the best I can.
For me, it's how sexy I look in NBA jerseys now. I'm like, what? I keep this going forever. I hear you. But one of the things I've been also realizing is like diet. Not that like I like diet heavy. Yeah. Like the fasting stuff, I'm not saying it wouldn't work for me, but like for me, if I don't eat breakfast in the morning, I just start my day off wrong. Mm. Like, I'll get a headache, or that's more of the caffeine trip. But I've noticed like how horrible bread and processed foods are for you in general. Like, I had a moment of weakness and I bought these like pita breads, but they're white and like with like cold cuts, and I'm just like devouring it, and I'm noticing the difference in my body. I'm like, this is evil, but I'm going to finish that, and then I'm back to it.
That's a hard part for me too, dieting, because I do like tater tots, like French fries, like I like all that food. So I try to like eat that on the weekends,
right?
Or I try to like really limit or like make sure I'm putting not too much of a big portion when I'm eating that type of food. But that's probably a problem for me too. Like, I like gummy bears, trail mix. I eat trail mix like all day.
Trail mix is good.
Yeah. So it's just
trail mix is good.
The snacking and the eating is the thing I need to work on.
Snacking issues, man. But when I get to New York, man, I don't want to go ham, but man, I don't know what's going to be open, but I know I want Haitian food. I know I want roti, Ali's roti. Hopefully it's open.
Oh, they're all open.
And then the one thing I'm looking forward to when I get to New York is getting a haircut. Cause I want I want Muhammad to be the first Clippers, touch my hair, because I'm starting to look like Ed Reed, but when he came back to the NFL, not Pro Bowl Ed Reed.
Is your hairline back?
It is, but I see where the balding's going on. I see that, you know, I see what's going to happen, but it's cool. You know, we'll let nature do its thing. With that said, we're here to talk about the restart of the NBA. Yep. You know, I was for one. Well, let me ask you first. How do you feel about the restart of the NBA? Like, do you think that it's the move?
At first, I was against it, but I'm kind of having fun seeing like them all together, and just seeing like these grown men act like frat boys. Like, they look like they have the best time of their lives.
Yo, man, the shotgunning contest between Maz Leonard and Jordan Clarkson is, even though it's like 40-second clips on Instagram, is pure entertainment to me.
Just like seeing them have to adjust to having these probably mansions and these big suites in these hotels to like these little dorm room style hotels in Disney World. And I heard marijuana is legal there, so I'm sure they're
working
on that. J.R. Smith, definitely.
J.R. Smith.
I'm against it because I feel like there's so much other stuff going around the world, but it is entertaining to just kind of have a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's good to see, like, you know, people you're familiar with have a good time or take this time to kind of entertain the world when everything is bad going on.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is a pleasant distraction. I'm against it, but I'm going to watch it.
Of course.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Like, I never had a chance to watch basketball during the summer. Like, sit down and really watch games. So I'm really looking forward to just waking up in the morning and like even still doing my job or doing like what I have to do, but have like a game on in the background and just see what's going on.
Yeah, I always travel for work around the NBA finals. I've missed like the last, like I always see the beginning.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw last year's finals. So, was I? Because they're in June. In June last year, I was in Kenya. I missed when the Cavs beat the Warriors, which was really frustrating. I was in the Central African Republic.
Didn't have the game there?
No, yeah, the game. It's just the time difference, yeah, and then the internet connection. It's about waking up. No, I did watch the finals in last year. I woke up. I remember waking up for game six.
Where were you?
I was in Kenya in my hotel room. Mm. And I set an alarm and I was like, I'm watching this. And I think I set an alarm just to watch the fourth quarter. But that was a closer game than people realized.
Yeah, that was a...
Yeah, it was...
Anxiety.
But I agree with you. It's fun to see the players on that campus. Like, I've been following Matisse Thybulles, the rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers. I think his... Yeah. He's Haitian or is he... Australian, because I Googled it because I thought he was Asian.
He's half Haitian, according to what it says on Wikipedia.
All right, well, sacrifice. But I'm enjoying it. I do feel like this is, even though the best teams are going to race to the top, I do think that some teams would have otherwise failed throughout the regular NBA season are going to excel during this bubble experience.
Who do you think will be that team?
I think Portland is going to benefit a lot from this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that they've had time to get healthy. You know, Dame was nicked up a lot. They got Nurkic is back. I believe in Skinny Melo, man.
Yeah.
I believe in him. I still believe in him. I hated Melo when he was on the Knicks, but as almost I like so him more
weight.
Now.
So much weight, man.
He did. He did, and that's great. That's great to see. He looks good. But I think Portland is going to benefit off of it, but I don't know how much how far ahead they can get, like if they can get further than the 8th seed. Because if they get to the 8th seed, I don't see them beating. Well, I don't see them beating the Lakers are the Clippers, but I definitely think they'll make it interesting. And I think the Lakers are hobbled. I think the Lakers are like that wounded gazelle.
Yeah, Rondo can't play, right? Rondo got hurt.
Not yet. He can't play yet. I think Avery Bradley.
Not playing.
He's going to be missed. They just don't have
guard play. J.R. Smith take over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how LeBron's going to be with those two.
I know. But I like Deion Waiters, man. I think Deion Waiters is really talented. When he was kind of the go-to guy for kind of, what was it, like half a season in Miami, I thought that he excelled at it. You just have to put him in the right position. I think he's actually better coming off the bench. And crazy to say this, I think JR has to start.
Yeah. I mean, JR's been practicing his shot. He's not a bad defender. Like, he could play defense on the perimeter if he wants to. It just picks and chooses when he wants to play. So,
well, I think the thing with JR is that he's talented offensively and athletically. I mean, now he's older, so he probably can't you know, reverse dunk behind the back anymore. But it's like if his head's in the game or not. But I think you would expect that it is. But he hasn't played for a really long time. I just think the Lakers are in trouble, and I think that they're gonna have to. Well, we already know LeBron. They're going to ride LeBron, but I think Anthony Davis is really going to have to raise his game up.
Yeah, level. I agree.
Because he's essentially unguardable. Like, the best teams can't guard him unless, you know, they play unless they get to the finals and play the Bucks or the Heat somehow with Bam, or if the Sixers somehow make it. But I don't think anyone on the Clippers could really guard him. Yeah, I know.
That body.
I mean, they got bodies. They got bodies, but none of those bodies. I think Noah's finished. That experiment failed miserably in New York. But his girl's really bad, though.
And New York, he said New York was lit, so you couldn't really focus.
Yeah, whatever. He's from Hell's Kitchen. But yeah, I mean, what about you? What teams do you think are kind of going to benefit off of this kind of situationship of an NBA season?
I was looking forward to see the Pelicans play healthy with everybody, the whole roster.
Yeah,
I think they were definitely making noise prior to this whole ending of the season with the Rudy Gobert situation. So I think that they could definitely cause some damage if they get to the eighth seed. But this will be fun to see them play together. But Zion just left the bubble, though, for a family emergency. So
yeah, a lot of guys have family emergencies. Almost what I'm assuming is that they're family members probably have contracted. Anyway,
yeah,
hopefully not. Shout out to all those guys.
Yeah. If the Wizards were healthy, if John Wall, because Bradley Beal and what's Bertrands?
David Bertans.
Yeah, if they were playing together, I think they would have surprised some teams too.
Well, as a resident of the DMV, the DC in particular, I watched them play a lot. I've been to a lot of games, and they are not good. I mean, they could give you buckets, but I think you need to be able to like have continuity. I think that team's going to have to change the way they play. I think John Wall's going to have to, be the second scoring option. I think Brad Beal is more reliable. He's healthier. Doesn't mean John Wall isn't great, but I think they have to change the way that they play. And I think they need a summer to really get that together. And they're probably going to sign Boogie Cousins, which is probably a mistake.
Yeah.
The biggest, again, being here and watching the games, their biggest problem is defense. They can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
I saw that Houston Wizards game, and that was the most lit game I've ever been to in my life. The groupies for the Rockets are kind of crazy, man. It's just like, wow.
James Harden is a rock star.
He is a rock star, even though he's catching a lot of heat for that Blue Lives Matter mask.
Yeah.
You think he knew about it?
No, I don't think he knew. I don't think he pays attention to stuff like that. I think he just works out, shoots mad baskets, and then just
strip club.
Yeah. That's exactly his routine.
Yeah. But speaking of continuity, tell me how you feel about the defending NBA champions going into this bubble,
Toronto Raptors. I feel good because we were kind of banged up.
Can't see Rui's wearing an NBA Jam t-shirt.
What about you?
Oh, Drew, that's right. Siakam. Okay. And
I mean, this for my birthday. I appreciate this.
No doubt, man. Siakam and future Nick. Fred VanVleet.
You're going to ruin him, but whatever.
Probably. Overpay him, but you know what? I'll take him.
Yeah.
He can come here.
To answer your question, though, I think that we'll be pretty good because we were banged up prior again to the season ending. And you saw Marc Gasol lost mad weight. So I think he's ready.
Well, mad weight he lost.
I think he's ready to play. Serge Ibaka, I believe, been practicing. He's been doing workouts at his house. So at least you know he's trying to stay in shape.
Yeah, that guy's – I don't want to call him a narcissist. What's the word when you're like obsessed with your body?
Adonis?
That guy, yeah, he'll never get whatever it is. That guy is never going to let himself fall off.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry looked like he lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if we're just practicing well and we just play as a team, that we could pretty much make a good run.
I think it's a bold statement. I think you guys are going back to the final.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with another friend of the pod, Tristan, who is a Celtics fan, and obviously he's going green. But I think, especially in the East, I don't have much faith in the Bucks for some reason. I just don't see – I don't know. I don't see them taking that leap. But they are – I think the Bucks, the Raptors, and the Celtics, to me, are the cream of the crop of the East because they have that continuity. They've played together for a very long time. So they know each other really well, so it'll be easier for them to kind of mesh well. But, like, for the Raptors, what do you see? I mean, obviously, in terms of, like, the pecking order of scoring options, even though you guys share the ball quite well, it's Siakam, and then how do you think it falls after that in terms of, like,
Lowry.
Uh-huh.
Then VanVleet. Well, it could be It could be between VanVleet or Lowry because they're both streaky shooters.
Right.
So if Lowry has a hot hand, then they let him go. But then if he's not hot, then VanVleet usually takes up the slack.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, it would probably be, I would say, Ibaka coming off the bench would be like their strong six man.
Yeah.
Well, again, like you said, we move the ball around very well. And we have, like, again, players that were second rounders and, like, players that they found off free agency that didn't make the draft. And
Boucher.
Yeah. And we're all playing pretty well, so everyone knows their role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
and it's interesting, Norm Powell will have big games here and there too.
Yeah. So again, we don't have like a star like we like other teams have. Like we don't have like that definitive scorer, like let's say the Clippers have Kawhi and like Paul George. But
right.
I think we play so well as a team. Like we're probably the only team in the league that plays as a team and like everyone knows their role. and no one wants to step over those bounds. Like, with the Bucks, you know that Giannis is a star, but Eric Bledsoe has those moments where he thinks he could just take over the game.
And he tested for the tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, he did? He did. When was this, today?
Well, today, as I spent one of my 3 hours on Instagram, he said that he tested positive. Yeah.
I mean, we haven't heard anything from my team either getting the virus, so we'll see.
Well, you guys are in a Canada rather is handling things a lot better than the United States.
That is so true.
It's less likely, and you guys have been in the bubble longer than everybody.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So let's say you're in year. So you're what, 2 years older than me? You're year 19 in the NBA. You know, you're a Jamal Crawford-ish type player, and this is it. This is, you're having, a renaissance year, but this is probably the end, and you're on a team that can win the title. Let's say, for argument's sake, we'll say it's the Lakers. All these guys are dropping like flies, and LeBron's like, "Yo, Rudy, I need you." But let's say you're married, you and Priscilla have 5 kids, would you go for that? Would you go to the bubble?
I would go to the bubble. I would.
Yeah,
and just because it's a paycheck.
For real, yeah,
it's a paycheck. It's not because I want to leave my family or I want like that. Time away from them. It's just that it's a paycheck. And if I have the ability to prove myself and get another paycheck after that, let's say people like Noah's Wash, let's say he has a great time in the bubble. That's what he has to do. That's another contract for him. So this is time for you to redeem yourself. If you're like Jamal Crawford, who's on the Nets, right?
Yeah, he's on the Nets.
Yeah, if he plays well, I'm sure that's another contract for him next year.
Yeah. Michael Beasley, I thought he got signed by the Nets, and apparently he's not.
I thought he got COVID. That's why. I think I might be lying about that. Allegedly, I thought he got COVID. So
I was really looking forward to seeing him ball out a little bit. But yeah, I would go to the bubble too, man. For me, I would see myself more as a Lou Will type player. Yeah. If I could choose a superpower, it'd be to play like Lou Williams. Obviously, at age 37, so my minutes would be limited. And I would love to play against Pat Beverly, man. Just an agitator, just agitate him back. But anyway, I could see it as a hard thing to want to play during this climate, but I probably would play. And it looks like it's a blast. Yeah, man.
It looks like college. Like, I'm hearing stories from LeBron James just walking around like without an entourage, just being himself.
Yeah,
because there's no one asking him for autographs, and he's everyone's living it up. You see, like on Instagram stories, everyone's playing golf together or like they're drinking beers.
Right.
Or they're just playing video games against each other in the dorm. I mean, the hotel rooms.
It's like a college / kind of like Olympic Village.
So I would enjoy that aspect too. Maybe just to have some perspective also. Like, give me a reason to miss my family. Like, if I'm there, and if I was on the Nets, I know I'm not going to make it far. So I'll be gone for what, 3 weeks? And then if I was like on the Clippers or the Lakers, who might have a longer run, then maybe it's more of a concern. But if I knew they'd pick me up for like a few game contract, then I wouldn't mind being away from my family for like a week or two.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to be able to show out still.
And just work out and hang out. That's the dream.
Yeah. Do you think that the lack of crowds will affect some of these players?
I don't think it'll be a factor.
Yeah.
I think it might affect the TV audience because it might just sound like a practice.
They're going to have to figure that out because people are going to say some wild stuff, boy.
I know.
People are going to say some awful, awful shit. You need to get ready.
I wish Kevin Garnett was still playing just for this purpose.
I know. Oh, my God. Motherfucker. Oh, my God. But I wonder how they're going to deal with that. And I hope they don't charge people like on ESPN Plus that we're going to have to sign up.
Nah.
Like, I know TNT is already involved, but they'd be really messed up if they did.
No, I don't think they're going to do that. I think ESPN is looking forward to this because they're going to get so much advertising dollars back that they probably didn't have when they lost the NBA. They're playing 2K tournaments. I think they're going to have like you have ESPN2, you have ESPN Deportes. I think everything will be fine. I think you'll get your free games.
Yeah. So speaking of kind of like the atmosphere and the bubble and how much fun it looks, I know you've been paying close attention to kind of the way the teams have been housed in the hotels.
Yeah.
So do you have that handy? Do you know which teams are where?
Yeah, I could give you the list right about now. So there's three hotels. There is the Grand Destino Tower, the Grand Floridian, and the Yacht Club. And Yacht Club. In the Grand Destino Tower, that has the Bucks, the Lakers, the Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat. And the second hotel, the Grand Floridian, has the Thunder, the Sixers, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic. And the last one, the Yacht Club, has the Blazers, the Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. So
which hotel do you think would be the most lit?
I would probably say the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Because you got a lot of young players there. You got Joel Embiid, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. You got Chris Paul, who's an enemy of the Rockets there.
Yeah.
Who else? You got Porzingis.
I mean, I don't think Porzingis is gonna be out and about. I like the fact that Boban is a favorite of mine, and I know he is friends with a lot of players on the Sixers as well.
Yeah.
But I think wherever James Harden goes, it's just going to be crazy. I just think this guy, like you said, he's a rock star. And he's kind of like Future. Like, if Future were a basketball player, yeah, I think it would be James Harden.
But the question is he so good because he's always, you know, on dates? We'll say dates in quotes. is that part of his, like, you know, his ability to be good? If he's not able to do what he does off the court, is that going to affect him on the court?
I think he's the one that's going to have people come into this hotel. But, like, yo, my thing is this. It's just like, why can you not control yourself? Like, I get it, you know, especially if you use a certain lifestyle, especially when it comes to, like, women. But, like, if you're putting the safety, I mean, this is a question that you should be asking American citizens, but you're putting the safety of everyone in the bubble, like, why can't you just kind of like control yourself?
I mean, I think of myself as a 21-year-old where, like, I had a choice between going out and partying or studying for a test, and that FOMO, that fear of missing out, always kept me going to the party and then FOMO. Just doing like a last ditch effort to study for this test. And yeah, a lot of these NBA players are kids still. I mean, think about it, like, you have a chance to get away with something and think you won't get caught, I would probably do it.
Would you snitch on the snitch line, the 1-800 snitch?
I would not do it with D'Angelo Russell. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if I saw, let's say I saw LeBron out and I was playing him the next day, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Call him.
I don't want to play him, but
I just don't want, you know, the players to get sick. I don't want anyone to get sick in general, but it'll just, already people are probably going to give this season an asterisk, but I just want that not to happen. I don't want, like, you know, James Harden, for example, or Anthony Davis to get the coronavirus when it's like the second round in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because you want to see everybody at their peak. And I know how happy you were that the Raptors won last year, but it was kind of bogus that Kevin Durant couldn't play in the playoffs.
And like, Thompson got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At least let it happen on the floor. But it'll be a shame that someone important gets lost because of the negligence of James Harden.
Yeah. But I heard it's pretty, like, secure. Like, you can't bring guests there at all. So I don't think he has groupies coming in and out. I don't really foresee that happening. And it'll be, yeah, be unfair. Like, he gets advantage, like, that advantage and other players can't. Yeah. So I don't think he would do – I think they think this is their year to win anyway. So I think he's – because you heard stories of him working out in Arizona. He lost 20 pounds. So
he always looks a little chubby to me, man.
It's just his body type.
They put him walking in. Yeah. It's his body type. He's a big dude.
Yeah. But he'll still bust my ass on the court.
Oh God.
Yeah. So I can't out there play D against him, even though I work out probably just as much as he does, but I don't think I could keep up with him. But
absolutely
I think he won't mess around because this is his year, I think. I think they feel like this could, if they're all playing together cohesively, that they could probably win this thing. I feel like
I think they do. I think they're a big man short. I mean, obviously they did what they could. Their salary cap is weird where they couldn't really sign a third max player.
Yeah.
But I think if they're playing the Lakers, it's going to be a problem. Like, who guards Anthony Davis?
Yeah. PJ Tucker can't be doing that the whole game either. So.
No. And I think it's crazy that PJ Tucker still brought all them sneakers to the bubble.
Yeah. Did you hear, at least, like, I heard, like, Steven Adams bought like mad lasagna because he didn't want to eat the food. He didn't want to eat the food. That was
lasagna every day. Yeah.
I see a lot of golf clubs being bought in, fishing poles.
Yeah. Fishing poles, Paul George fish. Yeah. I would hope that I would find a good way to keep my mind clear during that time, because I asked myself, how do I spend my time now? I've been reading a lot more, man, but I'm just on this phone way too much.
Yeah. I think you'll be on your phone more, because if you had a family, you'd probably be
talking the whole time.
Yeah. Plus, you probably get interviews from like news sources and stuff that you'll probably be busy doing that as well. But also, like, you're around your friends you haven't seen in a long time. So you probably just be kicking it with them too.
Kicking it with them for sure.
6 feet away, but you'll be kicking it with them.
Seeing this Matisse Thybulle vlog is making me like the Sixers. They just seem like they're not really showing the stars too much, but like, I think Tobias Harris is pretty chill.
Long Island Zone.
Strong Island Zone. Mike Scott also.
Yeah.
Mad tattoos on that guy. But so kind of like my last question about this, who do you think will be the final four in?
So like the Western Conference Finals?
And the final two West and the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Clippers, of course. And I would probably say the Rockets.
You think? Wow! So you think the Lakers aren't even going to make it to the Western Conference?
I just can't say the Lakers. I just can't say it. I mean, they can't. I just feel like they're, like you said, a few players short. And I feel like,
yeah,
we'll see. But again, Anthony Davis can't be guarded. But I haven't really seen him play in the playoffs either. So,
well, I mean, that year when he was with the Pelicans. I mean, Rondo really contributed to his strong playoff performance.
Yeah, but Drew Holiday also was a beast that series when they swept the Blazers, right?
He was a beast. Well, it's because the Blazers have them tiny-ass guards.
Yeah.
Tiny. I'm saying tiny as if I'm tall.
No, they're definitely a small backcourt.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably say the Rockets and the Clippers for the West, and for the East, I'll say the Raptors and the Bucks.
Okay.
But again, this is the clip. I mean, the Celtics play great. They're all healthy now, right? So if they all play great, they could be a problem as well.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be Lakers, Clippers in the West. And I think, well, depending on how the seeding finishes, I think it's going to be Celtics, Raptors, man. I don't have much faith in the Bucks. I don't know what it is. I just think that if they're not hitting threes, not that Giannis is easy to guard, but in a seven-game series, you can slow him down. There's some sort of – you can build a wall. Build that wall. And, like, sort of, like – and sort of, like, slow him down where he's not running up and down the court like a hyena.
I mean, they depend on him too much. They need – Chris Middleton's wasn't that dependable – from what I recall against the Raptors during that Eastern Conference Finals. So, and Bledsoe's barely just doesn't show up at all during the playoffs. But again, you say he's COVID, so we don't know if he'll be there.
No, he's been a big no-show in a lot of playoffs.
And they lost Brogdon, who was a factor last year.
No, he's back. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's back. He just got back on the campus for Indiana. Yeah. Shout out to Malcolm Brogdon, who's been doing a lot of great work in terms of activism.
Yeah, him and Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, for sure.
Props for that, too.
For sure, for sure.
Russell Westbrook. Sure. Yeah, so props to them.
Yeah. Wow. But, yo, Rudy, this has been a lot of fun. We'll do this again, maybe once the playoffs start, or maybe, like, before the Western Eastern Conference Finals. It's just crazy analysis.
I'll keep some notes, take some notes about the play styles I've been seeing during the bubble, and
absolutely
give me some predictions to see who wins.
All right, man. Stay safe out there.
You too, brother.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, see you. Let me know when you're in town.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Peace. Yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say. I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the booty.